But last Thursday, the winner of the hashtag My Mackay competition was announced. Ah. This is a competition where anyone in the region can send in photos to the council, and it's basically just to promote our fantastic region and all the places we have.
That's right. We have the winner of the competition on the line with us right now, Hannah Wilson. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
Was it a surprise?
It was. I did one of those, the morning sunrise cash cow wins, and yeah, I couldn't believe it.
How many shots did you take before you settled on the one which ended up winning you this competition?
Yeah, look, I put it on a burst of 30, so it was anywhere from 300 to 1,000.
Wow. I mean, 'cause you get your eyes open underwater in the shot. Were your eyes just killing after?
Yeah, well, you can imagine, we've all been a finch hatted and the water's freezing, so, yeah, my eyes, they were pretty red afterwards, so.
Are you, you're quite an explorer, aren't you? You do like to get out and about amongst the region a fair bit. So are you regularly taking these kind of photos anyway?
Yeah, I give it a good crack. Not so much underwater pics because, well, I'm not very good at it. But, this one that I took at Finch Haddon, it just seemed to right place, right time kind of thing. But, yeah, I take my GoPro with me everywhere. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So it is a GoPro that you're using to take all your pictures.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Take the selfie stick.
And off you go.
And what did you win, Hannah, from the competition?
I won a Maui motorhome for 7 days. So it's like a Winnebago. Yeah, it was a pretty awesome prize. For just entering a photo. Look, I just thought, oh, well, I've got nothing to lose, and I've taken a fair few photos around the region, so I put in about 10, and I wasn't even expecting this underwater pic to get even selected. And yeah, it was a pretty big shock when I saw it on the Visit Mackay Instagram page. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, there were some great photos that were the finalists, and you know, yours was excellent too. So, no, a worthy winner. Where are you going to take your Winnebago now?
Yeah.
Well, good question. I was, if I had it for longer than 7 days, I'd love to do, you know, a trip down to South Australia and park up at all those wine regions and, you know, stumble to the bus. But because it's only a short amount of time, I think I might take it for a run up to the Tablelands and, you know, the fair few waterfalls up there. And, yeah, never been up that way.
Brilliant. So, love it.
Make sure you take that GoPro.
I'm sure she will. I'm sure you will.
I think I might have to trade in the old one for a new one.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, congratulations, Hannah, winner of the hashtag My Mackay competition. Enjoy that prize and, a worthy winner.
Good on you guys. Thank you.
See ya.
See ya, Hannah.
Bye.
And yesterday at the marina, the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society vessel Steve Irwin was at the marina offshore. Vessel's actually travelling up from Melbourne to Abel Point Marina, basically protesting the Adani coal mine.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's like a Greenpiece
it
boat,
is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there were a few people there.
Yeah, they said they had a little crowd there together, yep.
Yeah, we've got Lance who's given us a call on 13 12 16. Did you see this boat yesterday?
Oh, mate, I went all the way out there in the breakwater and I sat down with my camera and I thought, I'll film this coming in. You winner, chicken dinner. It's moored off the coast. I could only see it through the binoculars, but it looked impressive.
Oh.
And then by the time I'd walked back in after sitting out there in the breakwater for 3 hours like a dork with me, no drink or nothing, and my tongue was hanging out. There was a lot of environmental activists complaining there in front of the hotel, and I stood beside the cops that were there in large numbers expecting some outburst any minute. I thought, this would be interesting, I'll be able to film this instead, but nothing happened. It was very sedate, but there was a lot of whales off the coast, which made it worthwhile at the end.
Yeah, well, that's okay then. At least you get to see some whales. So that's my Steve Irwin will be at Abel Point Marina today?
Yeah, it's going to be docking in the Whitsundays.
Well, if you're there, go give it a look.